com.
Good morning. Currently, we see no accidents, backups, or broken down cars on any of our major highways. 295, I-95, and Butler Boulevard look all okay right now. We're expecting lots of rain with thunderstorms today and a high of around 80 degrees. This evening, mostly clear. There will be about a 1 in 5 chance of rain tonight and a low of 65. Right now, 73 here at WBOB. And here are the top stories we're bringing you this morning. When it comes to teacher shortages and teacher pay, some Florida counties rank very low. Local Republican candidates for Jacksonville City Council refuse to answer questions about school board's proposed sales tax referendum. And recent polls, voters favor Republicans on the economy and Democrats on health care and education.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB. By calling a new number, 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed at wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
3 minutes after the hour, good Monday morning. It's good to have everybody here. I don't care what seat you're running for. When somebody puts a mic in front of your face on a legislative process, it's going to take up about whether or not tomorrow the election may decide whether you may win or lose on a proposed school sales tax. And the Jacksonville City Council is the final authority about whether or not it happens on a petition, a process of being voted on this year in a special referendum. And you're a couple of Republicans saying, well, I'll tell you after I get elected tomorrow night. Give me a break. We're going to tell you who that is, by the way. Very embarrassing. Oh, man.
Be nice, Ed. Come on.
No, it's nothing to be nice about this, man. No. No more naive. No more being nice. When this is what people expect when they're voting for you. Not, I'm going to tell you after I get in. If it's bad enough for Republicans to criticize Democrats, it should be good enough for Republicans to criticize their own, especially when it comes to this. 831-0600. 831-0600. Again, the email address, Ed at WBOB.com. Ed at WBOB.com. Let's get on with some of the big national news out there. The Democrats over the last several days, again, it's see if you can hear the same talking points. We are in, because of William Barr, the Attorney General, and President Trump, we are all in a constitutional crisis.
Ever wonder what a constitutional crisis looks like? Well, open your eyes.
We are now in a constitutional crisis.
President Trump appears to be heading toward a constitutional crisis.
I saw this coming and mentioned a constitutional crisis.
We're hovering on a constitutional crisis.
We're in a constitutional conflict that's careening toward a crisis.
Do you agree with Congressman Nadler, Chairman Nadler, that we're in a constitutional crisis?
Oh, yeah, we're in a constitutional crisis. But even from Jesse Waters from the show Waters World points out, wait a second, the Democrats want to go after the president. They want to go after his attorney general, hold him in contempt. For what? Because he was doing his job?
Democrats in the House Judiciary Committee voting to hold Attorney General William Barr in contempt of Congress for refusing to turn over the full unredacted Mueller report. By the way, 98% of the Mueller report has been released. The 2% that hasn't been is grand jury testimony.
Right.
And it's against the law to release that. So Democrats are holding Barr in contempt for following the law. By the way, the left took a very different stance on it in 2012 when Republicans held Eric Holder in contempt for stonewalling the Fast and the Furious.
Yeah, by the way, speaking about that, Eric Holder, the attorney general under Barack Obama, and remember, let's go back in time. I ask, I'm able to get all of these clips. Let us go back in time when Eric Holder was held in contempt. Listen to what the media and the Democrats said back then.
Instead of bringing legislation to the floor, the transportation bill, they are holding the Attorney General of the United States in contempt of Congress for doing his job.
That is an outrageous abuse of the contempt power. What will happen when this Congress actually needs to use the contempt power for a legitimate purpose? Will anyone still recognize it?
Every single Republican voted to hold the Attorney General in contempt over this crazy conspiracy theory.
Tell the Republicans to stop this witch hunt now.
It just looks like more of our broken politics
and vicious fights now out in the open.
A party in the Congress that does just about nothing to create jobs or to help people without jobs decided the best way to do their job is to shower the Obama administration with subpoenas.
For a lot of people, this is Republican versus Democrat, and they say this is just theater. It amounts to nothing.
Don't you just love the art of getting these people and then nailing them on their double standard? Of course, that was the Democrats and the media all back in 2012 when all conspiracy subpoena. Shouldn't we be working on the economy? And Dems still keep talking about impeachment. Impeachment. It's kind of like the guy says, oh, I'm going to get on that diet. Or the gal that says, yeah, I'm going to get on. I'm going to start doing it. But you keep talking about it. Talking about it does not cause you to drop the weight. But according to keep talking about impeachment, somehow they think it will probably rally up the voters for 2020.
There is no question that at some point, if the president's effort to stonewall and prevent us from getting information continues, that that may form an independent basis for obstruction in and of itself.
But I think we're inching closer to it every day.
I think we're on the road to impeachment. It's certainly not a road anyone chose to go down.
Wow.
But it's one that, you know, we may have to go down to save our country.
What a should have, could have we made 5 months down the road, 2 years ago. Yeah, it looks like we're going to have to go down this road 2 years later. Well, we may be doing it. We may do it. It's to keep another warning system going out there. Even CNN out front host Aaron Burnett says, you know what? Even Jerry Nadler keeps hinting that, well, maybe it is and it isn't going to go down the road of impeachment. She goes, if you guys keep talking about it, why? What's stalling you Democrats from doing along with articles of impeachment?
But there are some Democrats on the House Judiciary Committee, which, of course, would, you know, begin and oversee impeachment proceedings, who have weighed in on this in recent days and at some point inching on the road. Are they dodging this? In here who would initiate these proceedings, the individual person, of course, is the chairman of the Judiciary Committee, Chairman Nadler. He is now saying we're in a constitutional crisis, but he says impeachment may just not be the answer.
Impeachment may not be the answer. You know, that's fine. Keep going down the road. Again, this is the president's fault. We keep hearing he's trying to goat the Democrats into going after the idea of impeachment. But they're the ones who've been pushing the envelope over the last 2.5 years.
Here's what I think's going on. I think that there is disunity within the Democratic Party
as to
whether or not they want to go through with it. Nancy Pelosi says, no, I'm digging her heels in. And she's telling her committee chairman, we are not going down this path.
Wait. Politically? Politically, I would agree with you. It probably is a little. I think they want
meanwhile,
to. They're not going to.
Meanwhile, you have some of the more left extreme members of the Democratic Party. They want to definitely do it and do it fast. And I think they're being stopped by Nancy Pelosi. And that's what we're hearing.
Customs and Border Patrol says, guess what? Illegal alien crossings are breaking records compared over the last several years. Fox News' Brian Yenis.
Customs and Border Patrol sounding the alarm after the third consecutive month of record apprehensions at the southern border. The agency says the number of migrants apprehended at the border for the ongoing fiscal year has already surpassed the total for every fiscal year since 2009.
The number of apprehensions along our southwest border is now over 504,000 so far in the fiscal year here in 2019. To put this in perspective, that number is already higher than what we've seen in every full year since 2009. This April saw the highest monthly number of apprehensions in 12 years. There were more than 98,000 immigrants apprehended in April trying to cross the border illegally. That's up 159% compared to April 2018. Now, the majority of these migrants are from Central America.
But remember, there is no border patrol problem. There is no border crisis out there, according to the media and those from the left. But U.S. Border Patrol Chief Carlo Provost has always been making the point that we've asked about in this radio show, which you'll hear from one of the U.S. senators, John Cornyn from Texas. Wait a second. We have to separate families out here. Tell me it isn't so that people are using children as a disguise to cross this border illegally. In other words, they're fake families.
Instances where adults claim to be a parent or family member of a child, and that ends up being a false. The child ends up being a ticket used by that adult to try to exploit this temporary detention provision in American law.
We are seeing that fiscal year to date. We've already identified 3,500 fraudulent families, and fraud is for various reasons, but we have seen instances where children are certainly being exploited along the way, and we are working with our partners at ICE HSI as well to try to identify as many of those as possible.
You know, I've always been curious why the Republicans have never taken up the argument. I understand why Democrats don't want to. They like the ideas of open borders and things of that nature. But if you wanted to break it down, several reasons why some people say that what's wrong with illegal immigration. Okay, I understand. You're breaking the law. Okay, first time it's a misdemeanor. Second time you break in, it's a felony. No one ever seems to talk about the fraudulent activity that takes place. For example, where they lie about whether or not that is their son, that is their mom or dad, or whatever. Mm-hmm. Number two, where do they get the money to cross? I mean, it's thousands of dollars for them to do this.
Maybe for the drug cartels.
Possibly. Number three, I understand. Oh, I mean, instead of getting to the argument of English only and, you know, welfare benefits for illegal aliens, I get all that. But what about the raids that have happened in Florida and throughout many of the states about fraudulent identity theft?
Exactly. Every time they try to apply for a job, they steal someone else's Social right. Security number, and it throws their entire, you know, you have to fill your taxes out. Next thing you know, the IRS is going after you saying right. you didn't report this income.
I mean, follow me for a second. I'm trying to mix apples and oranges, but we're all ticked off. Oh, excuse me. The left, and I don't know why some of my Republican friends are not. They're too busy being ticked off because Facebook deleted their posts instead of worrying about Facebook getting hold of their privacy. I've never understood that. But the left going after Facebook of the data breaches of identity, mm-hmm. which some say, you know, hey, listen, what about our privacy out there? We have a major problem that every local sheriff in this state will tell you, not only through those unaffected majorly of senior citizens, mm-hmm. but during the holidays now.
Right.
Which, you know, depending on, you know, Memorial Day coming up, identity theft runs rampant during the Christmas holiday season. And we have it that runs rampant among illegal aliens. And I'm perplexed, Roger, while even the Republicans don't talk about the major fraudulent identity theft, which is a top tier issue mm-hmm. with voters out there about having their identity stolen. As you point out, Medicaid, state-run ID cards, on their driver's licenses, fraudulent Social Security cards, and I'm just amazed why this topic's never brought up.
Yeah, it's puzzling to me as well, because that's really a major issue that could affect any of us, you know. You're filling out your taxes, next thing you know, you get a nasty gram from the IRS. You didn't report all your income, Mr. Dean.
Coming up next, a poll shows that 46% of Trump voters support taxing the rich. Oh boy, we got that poll coming up. And are teachers underpaid, overpaid, or why is there not maybe overwhelmingly support believe that they should get paid more? And are they underpaid? Some say yes, some say no. We'll have all of that coming up next. And also, as it is, recent polls show that voters favor Republicans on the economy and national security, Democrats, healthcare, and education. We'll have all of those clips coming up next. I'm your host, Ed Dean, along with Roger Henderson. Talk Radio WBOB.
If you're going south on I-95, when you get to the 4th Street exit, the off-ramp's closed right now due to construction that's going on. 295, 10, and Butler Boulevard look okay.
City elections are not over. I'm Dean Black, chairman of the Republican Party of Duval County, reminding you to vote on Tuesday, May 14th. Everyone in Duval County can cast a ballot. It is imperative that Republicans win all three city council races to keep our city safe and prosperous and to set the stage for Donald Trump's victory in 2020. Republicans that do not vote elect Democrats. This message paid for and approved by the Republican Party of Duval County.
Internal Revenue Service. When you owe a personal or business tax debt and can't pay, these three words bring feelings of fear and anxiety. Contact J. David Tax Law, recently voted best tax attorney in Jacksonville by Folio Weekly Readers and selected as a 2019 Ultimate Tax Attorney by the Jacksonville Business Journal. When you owe the IRS or Florida sales tax and can't pay, it's only a matter of time before tax liens, wage garnishments, or bank levies happen to you. Don't wait. Call J. David Tax Law for your no-cost consultation. We take the time to go through your tax problems step by step, explain your options, and how we will resolve your tax issues once and for all. See why J. David Tax Law was voted best tax attorney in Jax. Call now for a no-cost consultation. 904-507-4777. That's 904-507-4777. Or find us on the web at jdavidtaxlaw.com. Peace of mind is only a click or phone call away.
This is the Savage Nation.
Talking about Avenatti, I've never seen a lawyer get away with this. As Cohen is being sentenced, this dirty rat gives a press conference saying Trump is next. The legal profession was never developed for people like Avenatti, in my estimation. You think Jerry Nadler's any different than Cohen? They're all cut from the same pickle. You ought to thank God they didn't become judges. In Nadler's case, he went higher than a judge. He became a congressman. Can you imagine that?
Michael Savage, a host like no other.
Plenty of rain with thunderstorms today and a high of 80 degrees. This evening will be mostly clear, only a 1 in 5 chance of rain tonight and a low of 65. 73 right now here at WBOB.
Financial issues with Dan Celia at 9 this morning. Now, back to the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
And here are the top stories we're bringing you this morning. Over the weekend, Democrats ratchet up the idea that the U.S. is in a constitutional crisis. Customs and Border Patrol says they have apprehended more than 500,000 illegal aliens at the border this fiscal year. And when it comes to teacher shortages and teacher pay, some Florida counties rank very low.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling a new number, 831-0600. 831-0600 or email ed at wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
Let's continue on with the news. Frank Luntz, very well-known Republican pollster, does a lot of town hall forums. He's always interesting to listen to his town hall forums. According to one of his polls, media buzz Howard Kurtz reports that, well, we understand that the majority of Hillary supporters in 2016 and a lot of Democrats support taxing the rich, the 70% tax rate, which AOC, Alexandria Cortez, and Bernie Sanders advocate. But he says, according to the same poll, 46% of Trump supporters out there say that they would support a 70% tax on the 1% of those out there that pay the majority of taxes.
Frank Luntz found in an online survey of 1,000 people that 52% of Hillary Clinton voters agree with the statement, "I prefer living in a socialist country to a capitalist one," compared to just 16% of Donald Trump voters. Asked about the AOC proposal to impose a 70% marginal tax rate on the top 1% of taxpayers, 79% of Clinton voters agree. And look at this, so do 46% of Trump voters.
Now, I may not be surprised by that poll.
Here's the reason why I'm not that surprised as well, because Trump was able to get some of the so-called blue dog Democrats, the labor union workers, and there tends to be a little bit of wealth envy going on with that particular, you know, sector of the voting block, and they probably think that, you know, the really, really rich guys need to pay more.
Well, the far left would be, but the middle of the blue dogs would probably be back and forth. But, you know, after hearing some of the supporters on this radio show saying they would get behind the prez on a gasoline tax, I'm not surprised by those numbers either.
Yeah.
When it comes to that, Luntz says that the word capitalism, which, as you know, we talk a lot about on this radio show, has been so demonized by the Dem and by the media. He says when if conservatives and Republicans are smart when they run, they debate, talk about the issues in 2020. He says that the word capitalize, he said maybe you should be talking about economic freedom. Capitalism represents more bigger companies. Economic freedom represents more of Main Street.
And in fact, it's gotten so bad that I've actually started to say to people, stop trying to defend capitalism. It's economic freedom. Capitalism, they think, is Wall Street. They think about profits. They think about people losing their jobs. Economic freedom is Main Street. It's small business. It's why we are so successful as a country. It has been so demonized, and frankly, the rich, the successful have been demonized. The assumption now is if you made a lot of money, you did so in an improper way. It's not that the principles are dead. In fact, the principles of economic freedom are alive and well. But capitalism itself has been so demonized by the media that it just doesn't function as an economic system. And if you want to oppose socialism, you oppose it by talking about freedom, not capitalism.
I think that's right. I think people on both sides have totally misabused the words out there. I think conservatives throw the word communist and socialist around too much, that people totally lost its meaning instead of talking about basic policies on Main Street that everybody could identify with. The goal during an election is, Roger, you don't really have much time to educate voters. You do that in the off-year election. The goal of them is to hopefully to obtain their support by an idea that they may resonate with. If you get into a debate with a voter walking down the road, knocking on the door about socialism versus capitalism, forget about it. You're going to be there all day.
Exactly.
Talk about, I think Luntz has got a good point. I like talking about capitalism, but then again, we have crony capitalism, which a lot of areas on both parties can agree, we don't like corporate subsidies. We don't like subsidizing taxpayers out there with direct taxpayer dollars. And I think if he's right, if we talk more about economic freedom, talk about more about small business out there. I think that resonates with a lot of voters on both sides.
I do believe that, because I think everybody's got goals and aspirations. They just probably just haven't pulled the trigger on it just yet. What I disagree with them on is that the assumption that people who are doing really well have made their money in an improper way. I don't hear that being talked about very much. They just think they've got much money.
Well, voters, no, I'm saying what he's saying is it's been so demonized that voters think that, hey, these people must have gotten the wrong way. Instead of earning it, they were given to it. Or they must have gotten it through a Bernie Madoff type.
I think they believe, though, that they did make the money legitimately. They've helped people. They just made so much money. They think that that level of money is unfair when they're people who are starving.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, maybe that should be on an education process. According to the Hill.com, recent numbers show, which are not really that much of a difference for the last several months, but of course, the Republicans are favored on the economy. They favored on homeland security and national defense, but the Democrats, again, are favored on health care, on education, and other areas of dealing with social issues as well.
We found that Americans trust Republicans more on the following issues: the economy, foreign policy, and homeland security. On the other hand, here are the issues where Americans trust Democrats more: health care, the environment, education, poverty, and race relations. Voters were basically split on the issues of immigration, regulations, taxes, and criminal justice reform.
Now, that's interesting on criminal justice reform. Maybe a lot of people haven't understood that. But on immigration, you know, I'm always curious. Immigration is in many areas a top-tier issue. I wonder if you break it down by that immigration argument, are they worried, oh, man, they're going to come into my city, take away my benefits? Or are they worried more that, hey, listen, the issue of crime maybe concerns me more than other issues on immigration?
I think it's actually a third option. I think that they believe that the cultural norm of what America is right now is going to be changing, and it's going to become an Hispanic-leaning country, and they'll feel like a foreigner in their own country. I think that's really a concern with a lot of people.
When it comes, by the way, on the 2020 election, one big group that's behind President Trump, of course, is evangelicals. According to progressive strategist Roy Teixeira, he says, listen, and this guy's a liberal. He says, let's be honest. The evangelical support is because of Trump supporting their cause. They've kind of been pragmatic on this issue. They've ignored his past personal behaviors.
I mean, if you were going to vote strictly on the basis of your view of the proper morality for a Christian gentleman or gentlewoman, I don't think you would have supported Trump at the level that they did in 2016. And they are, in that sense, pragmatic and political. They want a guy who's going to deliver to them what they're interested in and is going to be a lot better than the other side. So in that sense, yes, it's very political. It's not about your personal morality. I think that's very clear at this point. And I agree with you. It's preposterous that they're not going to support Trump at extremely high levels the 2020 election. I think there'll be little, if any, attrition.
Let's see if the news media reports this story. Back in 2000 on an interview with C-SPAN, Cory Booker says that all guns should be banned.
Would you ban guns?
I am very much one that is against handguns. And I know in my urban environment, I see little to no need for guns at all. And I think that the availability of guns and the ease with which even young people can get their hands on them is just horrendous. And I would, if I had the power to do so, I would. In fact, we're even looking towards doing some local level handgun legislation.
So that was back in 2000. The ease of how young. By the way, he was a former Newark. Let me let that sink in. Newark, trying to wave that with maybe, I don't know, certain areas of, I don't know, Detroit or certain other bad Newark. Yeah, how many of y'all from New Jersey? How bad Newark is and the crime there? He was a New Jersey City Council person there. So when he sits back and says, "Well, the ease of how young people can get guns." Can you tell me what area of the ease are young people getting guns? Are they be able to knock it on their door at a local store getting a gun? No, it's called a theft.
That's right.
So I've been kind of curious on that one as well when you talk to them. The Steele dossier, oh my word, this gets back into a discussion as William Barr and the IG, the Inspector General, Michael Lee Horowitz, says they're going to come out with other findings of what took place. Listen to CNN's Allison Camerato. She says, wait a second, isn't it true? I can't believe she's even admitted this. She says, isn't it true that the FBI has confirmed the truthfulness most of the Steele dossier?
The dossier, because that's what so many Republicans are still focused on. You know, they think that it was all sort of a sham. And James Comey reminded viewers that it wasn't like when the dossier is handed over to the FBI, they just take it hook, line, and sinker, and well, case closed. They investigated everything that was in the dossier and corroborated most of it. Though, the most salacious parts, they were unable to corroborate. They've always been honest about that. They were honest to Donald Trump, president-elect,
right,
about that. But James Comey admitted he still has some doubt, or I guess some suspicion, at what the Russians may have on President Trump. So here is...
All right, so she says the Steele dossier, most of, has been corroborated. The New York Times reports that the agency had doubts about the credibility of the document January of 2017. The Mueller report undercut multiple claims in the dossier, even where Michael Cohen, the former Trump attorney, visited Prague, and of course there was no Russia collusion. The Washington Post, I've posted this on Facebook many times, and many of my liberal friends on Facebook have ignored it. The Washington Post had repeatedly referred the dossier as garbage and said it needs to be investigated. Michael Isikoff, the investigative reporter who broke the dossier story, said recently he's still surprised it's still being treated as credible by the media. Coming up next, AOC says, well, wait a second, it was tongue-in-cheek. I was joking around. It was sarcasm when I said, and others, that the environment, we have 12 years left with the climate change. She says Republicans fell for it. We'll talk about that. Teacher shortage, where do your counties rank nationwide? All three big counties here in Florida, not three big, but three counties stand out. And should teachers be getting a substantial pay raise? We'll have those discussions coming up next. I'm your host, Ted Dean. 27 minutes after the hour, talk radio, WBOB.
If you're going south on I-95 this morning, when you get to the Forest Street exit, the off-ramps closed there on Butler Boulevard, I-10 and 295, we see no problems.
This traffic report is brought to you by J. David Tax Law. When you owe the IRS and can't pay, go to jdavidtaxlaw.com. Peace of mind is only a click or phone call away.
I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods. We understand that shopping for jewelry can be a frustrating experience, with everybody claiming they're a gemologist and people using loose quality grading standards. It's also impossible for a layman to be able to judge a gemstone for quality. So all a person can really do is judge the jeweler. Now at Underwoods, we're members of the American Gem Society, where our jewelers are registered and our sales associates and gemologists are certified. We're tested on an annual basis to re-win these professional titles. In fact, the American Gem Society was founded in 1934 to protect the consumer, and members can be thrown out for unethical practices. Underwoods is the longest standing member in the state of Florida. Now, not every jeweler is a member, so if you're shopping for jewelry, ask those common sense questions like, what are your qualifications? Ask to see their education certificates, and ask if they're members of the American Gem Society. And if they're not a member, you might want to ask, why not?
Lots of rain with thunderstorms today, a high of 80 this evening, clear with a 1 in 5 chance of showers, 65 the low, right now 73 at WBOB.
Coming up next, some of your local Republicans running for Jacksonville City Council do not want to answer the question about whether or not they support putting on an amendment, not an amendment, but a ballot this year about a school sales tax proposal. Republicans. Democrats had no problem talking about it, but yet some of the Republicans don't even want to bring it up. We'll tell you who they are. Coming up next, Ed Dean, Roger Henderson, Talk Radio, WBOB.
Talk Radio, AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
Upgrade your... With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Saudi Arabia's government condemns what it describes as sabotage attacks on a couple of its oil tankers off the coast of the United Arab Emirates. The U.S. has warned ships that Iran or its proxies could be targeting maritime traffic in the region. Parts of Mississippi and Louisiana have a big cleanup job ahead. They've been hard hit by flash flooding. Mississippi's Governor Phil Bryant has signed an emergency declaration for all areas affected by the high water. New Orleans residents awoke to flooded streets on Sunday. Stock futures pointing to a sharply lower open this morning on Wall Street as the U.S.-China trade impasse remains unresolved.
Right now, Dow futures are down about 288 points for a loss of more than 1%. S&P futures off 34. NASDAQ futures currently down 123 points. More details at srnnews.com.
Good morning. If you're going south of 995 at the 4th Street exit, there has been a road construction project. The off-ramp's closed there right now, and we can see on traffic cams not causing a whole lot of backup just yet. On I-10, 295 and Butler Boulevard, we see no problems. There is a 90% chance of thunderstorms today and a high of 80. This evening will be clear with a 20% chance of rain, 65 the low. Right now, 73 here at WBOB. And here are the top stories we're bringing you this morning. In recent polls, voters favor Republicans on the economy and Democrats on health care and education. When it comes to teacher shortages and teacher pay, some Florida counties rank very low. And local Republican candidates for the Jacksonville City Council refuse to answer questions about the school board's proposed sales tax referendum.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB. By calling a new number, 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed at wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
Let's continue on with the news. I am your host, Ed Dean. Two big reports out there by the Economic Policy Institute, which is a very liberal publication, but some of their numbers, if you take out their politics, some of their numbers could be accurate. Also by 24/7 Wall Street, which covers a lot for the USA Today, both of them have reported that there is a major teacher shortage, not only among regular schools, Roger, but also in poverty schools. But if you look at them overall, both reports say that Florida has one of the lowest teacher salaries in the country, and also a major teacher shortage out there. They say that the problem was very surprising, the large and growing number of this. According to that, the report states that teacher salaries around, depending on what, nationwide now, even though it varies from state to state, are about $52,000 to $60,000. But the state of Florida, in three certain counties of this listening area, of this show, where they rank dismal throughout the country. In Volusia County, Deltona, Daytona Beach, and Ormond Beach, the number of teachers in that county is over 4,000. The average teacher pay around 40,000. Mm. With the bachelor's degree, it's just barely over 40,000. All right? That was number 10 in the country. Number 6 in the country was South Florida, Miami, Fort Lauderdale, West Palm. The number of teachers, you ready for this? 43,000. Wow. The average teacher salary, $48,000. Are you ready for that? $48,000. Also, in Brevard County, the Space Coast, the number of teachers over 4,000, the average teacher salary, $48,000. With a bachelor's degree, you might have earned $50,000. Not much difference between a teacher's degree and a bachelor's degree in some of this out there as well. The question is, where do people stand on the issue of supporting more teacher salaries? Money.com, here's Julia Glum.
So how do Americans feel about teachers' appeal for better pay and increased funding? 49% of Americans believe teacher salaries should increase. That's a 13% jump from last year. Even Democrats and Republicans have increased their support in favor of increased teacher pay. 59% of Democrats told pollsters they're in favor of teachers getting a pay bump, up 14 percentage points from last year. 38% of Republicans said the same. Working a second or third job is also commonplace for teachers in the U.S., as some educators struggle to make ends meet.
Now, did you guys hear those numbers? This is what surprised me one more time when you look at, if you break it down by parties. Listen to this.
9% of Americans believe teacher salaries should increase.
Hold on, hear that?
That's teachers appeal for better pay and increased funding. 49% of Americans believe teacher salaries should increase.
49%? I would have thought that would have been 60 to 70% of people out there would have believed that teacher salaries need to be increased.
And the numbers you quoted for the most part were Florida teachers, which are, you know, the lowest in the country, but around
some of the lowest in the country.
Some of the lowest in the country, but outside of Florida, you said the average is between 50 and 60,000 a year.
No, nationwide.
You
include all the states.
Okay.
It's about 52 to 60,000.
Okay, and that's considered low by a lot of people.
Yeah, 48,000 in several of these counties here in Florida.
That's a 13% jump from last year. Even Democrats and Republicans have increased their support in favor of increased teacher pay. 59% of Democrats told pollsters they're in favor of teachers getting a pay bump, up 14 percentage points from last year. 38% of Republicans said the same.
Okay, so almost 60% of Democrats say, yeah, we support teacher, but only about 40% of Republicans say that. Why?
You know what? I think about it. My mom was a teacher, okay, for years, and I think it was a great career choice. But it's not an apples to oranges career choice. Teachers are probably the only career path that I can think of where you get 3 months vacation a year. And that's why a lot of them work part-time jobs. They get summer jobs to help augment their income.
But you know, can I stop right there for a second? When they say, well, teachers, they're not being paid enough. They have to go get a second job. Folks, if you want to include that, why not talk about the military? I worked at Publix in high school for 3 years. Mm-hmm. The local pastor worked part-time at a Publix I worked at.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, who hasn't worked a part-time job?
The mayor in Fernandina Beach works a part-time job.
Yeah, that's probably a good point out there. Even our good friend, some are saying, according to the 24/7 Wall Street survey, says that one of the reasons why that, yes, K-12 educators are some of the lowest paid professionals, but overall, teachers are paid better than many other occupations.
Especially when you talk about the hourly rate that they're making, considering their 3 month vacation a year.
Okay, let's see if that's a fair argument. Some people may agree, some people may disagree with that. But let's go along with that. But what my point is, and there's a reason why that teachers are underpaid compared to other people in the same profession. We're going to get into that in just a few moments. But are you surprised when you look at the numbers, break them down overall, that less than 50% of the voting population believe that almost 50% believe they need to get a pay? If you ask that of cops and firefighters, I think the overwhelming majority of Americans would say yes. I'm surprised it isn't 60 or 70% that think teachers need a pay increase.
Yeah.
I'm surprised by the low numbers.
It's surprising, but it's hard to understand why. I'd be curious to find out what their reason is.
We're going to talk about that, but it's just teachers may have to get a second job. I know a lot of people work two jobs. I work two jobs in journalism.
Yeah, there are a lot of professionals who have other things going on. In fact, they say it's one of the habits of people who are successful is that they have multiple income streams. Nothing wrong with that.
Remember this at the proponents just a couple of months back of the Green New Deal by those out there like AOC, Alexandria Cortez?
We can deliver a Green New Deal for America.
Climate change and our environmental challenges are one of the biggest existential threats to our way of life. For us to combat that threat, we must be as ambitious and innovative in our solution as possible.
Now, remember that, because remember people like Beto O'Rourke jumped on the bandwagon saying that, hey, you know, people like AOC and the climate change crowd, I agree with him. We only have about 12 or many years left before we can get this under control, if possible.
Some will criticize the Green New Deal for being too bold or being unmanageable. But I tell you what, I haven't seen anything better that addresses this singular crisis that we face, a crisis that could, at its worst, lead to extinction. Literally, not to be melodramatic, but literally the future of the world depends on us right now here where we are. There's going to be massive migration of tens or hundreds of millions of people from countries that are literally uninhabitable or underwater that are above the sea right now.
Okay, well, you heard all of that. Now, guess what? Alexandria Cortez, are you guys ready for this? Listen to what she says over right here. She says that, well, wait a second. You and the others have been out there saying that the world's going to end in 12 years. We don't get our act together. She says, well, it was dry humor. Really?
She was only joking?
That press conference was all about dry humor. The New York Democrat complained that over the weekend, the GOP fact checkers were taking her dry humor literally. She says dry humor plus sarcasm literally and fact checked it. She tweeted, like the world ending in 12 years, you have to be a social. She says, quote, you have to have the social intelligence of a sea sponge to think that she was literal. Could you not say that maybe she has the intelligence of a sea sponge by out there proclaiming that if we go back to the days of FDR and all the other nonsense out there. Remember the clip we just recently played? You know, we always talk about those with the climate change and are they right, are they wrong, and some of the other areas, where would they be right or wrong? Here is the author of the Politically Incorrect Guide to Climate Change, Mark Morano.
Time can influence the climate. Humans can both cool the climate and warm the climate. But carbon dioxide emissions are but one of hundreds of factors that control and influence our climate. The idea that all scientists agree, or 97% of scientists have spoken, and therefore, you know, climate deniers should be silenced because all scientists agree, that has been around for decades now.
He says that when you listen to the UN reports and then those out there promoted by the left, that all of these science climatologists agree. He kind of breaks it down how the story came about.
The figure 97%, one of the key studies that they came up with to justify this, was literally not even 97 scientists. People are shocked when I tell them this. I go through the whole detail in the book. It was 77 anonymous scientists from a study that started with over 10,000. They tortured the data to get down to 77 scientists, and there were two questions about, is the Earth warming? Did humans contribute, essentially? And because of that, 75 out of 77 answered yes, and that's where they got the mythical 97% of scientists.
I never heard that story before.
This idea of a 97% is one of the biggest cons and misunderstood concepts of the climate debate, but it was actually engineered to shut down debate. But what it's designed to do is use climate as the latest environmental scare to seek the same solutions, which is central planning, wealth redistribution, and global governance. That is the real climate change agenda.
Ah, wow. I never heard it broken down like that before.
First, I'm hearing it also. It's concerning. You know, these people don't care about their credibility, I guess.
Well, why? They got many coverage by the media. The media, protecting them.
Eventually, this kind of stuff gets out there. And people,
really? I'm still waiting for a lot of other stuff to get out there.
People are wondering, what in the world have I been told and what in the world have I believed?
Oh, man. And they're still getting force-fed by that of by the media. So we've got a lot of the issues. Local school boards, again, looking to raise your taxes. Where do people stand on that issue? We'll still have a lot of these news coming up next. I'm your host, Ed Dean, Roger Henderson. 831-0600. 831-0600. Coming up next, local Republicans running for the Jacksonville City Council are mum on whether or not whether they support a tax increase. Do they support allowing it to, if it's going to be coming up for a process to be voted, to be put on and have it by the voters, which I don't have a problem with, all right? Who could be against that? Democrats are all in front of this issue. In fact, Democrats are not even saying they even support the tax. Should let the voters decide. The Republicans are mum on this issue. We'll tell you who it is coming up next on Talk Radio WBOB.
I-95 North at 8th Street. There's been a crash there this morning on 295, 10, and Butler Boulevard. We see no problems.
Here's your community calendar from WBOB.
Saturday, May 18th, from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., it's the Fernandina Beach Marketplace Farmers Market on North 7th Street in Fernandina Beach. Saturday, May 18th, from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., it's the Military and Veterans Expo at TIAA Bank Field. And Saturday, May 18th at 7 p.m., it's the Jacksonville Sharks versus the Orlando Predators at ViStar Veterans Arena.
For more information or to have your event included, visit WBOB.com.
You may be on the cutting edge of business technology, or you may be slow to come around. Either way, let my friends at CopyFax help you manage your documents. Hi, it's Brian Sexton. The business professionals at CopyFax will help you clear out your filing cabinets and create more usable space for your team by creating a simple but powerful document management solution. Check out their full-service website at CopyFax.com, and you'll see the future of document storage and management.
Simplify your document storage today, 296-1600 or CopyFax.com.
Here's Dan Celia with today's Stewardship Moment.
Remember the parable in Luke's Gospel of the unfaithful steward. At the end of that parable, Jesus says this, "Whoever can be trusted with very little can also be trusted with very much. And whoever is dishonest with very little will also be dishonest with very much." So if you have not been trustworthy in handling worldly worth, who will trust you with true riches? I believe the true riches Jesus is speaking about is his mercy, his forgiveness, his peace, and his love. True riches can only be found in good and trustworthy stewardship.
You've just heard a Stewardship Moment with Dan Celia of Financial Issues Ministry, helping you plan, give, and invest wisely. For more information, log on to financialissues.org. That's financialissues.org.
It's amazing but true. When it comes to one of America's biggest household expenditures, healthcare,
a lot of people think they've got no choice. People are used to thinking we have to do it this way, but they don't. Yes, you have the freedom to choose an alternative with your health care. It's MediShare, and it costs way less than the alternatives. The typical family saves $500 a month, not a year, a month. And if you're single, this can save you a lot too. And let's face it, a big reason MediShare is 400,000 people strong, it just works. They've shared over $3 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs too. Joining MediShare for so many people is one of those things that makes you say, why didn't I do this before? So yes, the time has come for something better. Look into joining MediShare and see why so many people are opting out of the old way and into the new. Why not look into this? Just call 877-64-BIBLE. That's 877-64-BIBLE. 877-64-BIBLE.
Imagine your dad high atop a burly, gravely riding lawnmower, deftly navigating through a fun course at the Father Mo's Best 500, Saturday, June 15th at Tools for a Time. Your dad in control of the ultimate mowing machine. He could also win that fabulous machine. Get him signed up to drive in the Father Mo's Best 500 at WBOB.com.
Lots of rain with thunderstorms today, a high of 80. This evening will be mostly clear. 1 in 5 chance of rain tonight with a low of 65. Right now, 73 at WBOB.
WBOB is talk radio for Northeast Florida and Southeast Georgia.
And here are the top stories we're bringing you this morning. Customs and Border Patrol says they have apprehended more than 500,000 illegal aliens at the border this fiscal year. When it comes to teacher shortages and teacher pay, some Florida counties rank very low. And over the weekend, Democrats ratchet up the idea that the U.S. is in a constitutional crisis.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling a new number, 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
We can deliver a Green New Deal for America.
Climate change and our environmental challenges are one of the biggest existential threats to our way of life.
That's Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Doesn't matter if I get it right.
Ocasio.
Who cares? It's the same thing. Dean Bean, whatever. Everybody gets my name wrong.
All right.
The bottom line is, she says, oh, no, that was tongue-in-cheek. I wasn't, and for those of you that think you're a sponge, if you think I was actually being literal right there, really? 831-0600, 831-0600.
How do Americans feel about teachers' appeal for better pay and increased funding? 49% of Americans believe teachers' salaries should increase. That's a 13% jump from last year. Even Democrats and Republicans have increased their support in favor of increased teacher pay. 59% of Democrats told pollsters they're in favor of teachers getting a pay bump, up 14 percentage points from last year. 38% of Republicans said the same.
Okay, so here's a question. I got a lot of questions to ask you this morning. 904-831-0600. Nobody cares about my opinion. I care about yours. 831-0600. Why is it that only about 38 to 40% of Republicans support teacher pay bumps, teacher pay increases? 60% of Democrats support it. Now, how could you be against teacher pay increase? I like to hear the pros and cons of this, because only 50%, if you look at the number within the number margin of error, only 50% of voters, the public, supports a pay increase for teachers. With all we hear with disciplinary problems and everything else, teachers not making enough money. They have to go and get a part-time job. By the way, a lot of Americans have part-time jobs. You want to pay off that credit card. You get a part-time job. You want more money for your retirement. You want to get something special for that that loved one of yours. Sometimes you go work it out for a part-time job. We were taught that in finance class in college. So, I mean, but why are they, would you support a teacher pay increase? If the average teacher salary here in Florida is about $48,000 to $50,000, is that enough, number one? 831-0600, 831-0600. Would you support it, yes or no? And here is a trick question. I know what the answer is. Why is it that teachers are underpaid compared to other people in the education category when they get a college degree?
Other educated people, not those who work.
No, I didn't say educated. In the education field.
So those who work in academia?
Yes.
All right.
Trick question. 831-0600. Why are people that go to the same school can get a four-year degree, but in the, quote, the, and let me paint this, in the field of education, why is it that some teachers are making less money compared to other people's in the field of education?
What other fields, such as?
What other fields do you teach in education? Topics, issues.
Okay.
That's a little bit of a hint right there. 831-0600. The email address, ed@wbob.com. ed@wbob.com.
The Duval County School Board just voted to ask taxpayers to approve a sales tax hike.
So that money would be used to repair and to rebuild aging schools. But unlike every other Florida county, it can't go directly to the ballot. It must now go through the city council.
You get to vote on a half-cent sales tax. The issue is crumbling schools and exorbitant maintenance costs on ancient facilities. Will voters support a new tax intended to rebuild and restore?
Now, that's been some of the big issues we've covered in this radio show over the last week, week and a half. As you know, this now has to be approved by the Jacksonville City Council on two fronts. Whether or not, this is not whether they support a sales tax or not. This is about should voters have a decision to vote yay or nay, and should it happen this year or should it happen next year? Now, that's also a question I'd like to ask you. If we're going to put this on a referendum, should we do it this year or next year? So, guess what? Tomorrow is the Jacksonville City election for City Council, and Republicans are dead silent on this issue. Tommy Hazzuri, a Democrat, has said, you know, hey, listen, I've been on the school board. We owe the voters an opportunity to vote about it. Okay, hey, I give kudos to Tommy. Okay, he says, let the voters decide. Other Democrats, Lisa King, I don't agree with Lisa King on her issues, but I do agree with Lisa. She says the price tag, you know, it should be on maybe a 2020 voter referendum ballot.
Mm-hmm.
She says, let's put it on a ballot. Let's do it for 2020 out there. And so what that, again, the what do we do about this? She says, I believe it's appropriate for the public to decide. Well, guess which Republicans are not discussing this topic? One of them is one of my favorites, Randy DeFore. Randy DeFore couldn't be reached for comment, but she could have called them back. Randy hasn't talked about this issue. Guess who the, and I am not surprised by this, guess who the other Republican mum on this issue? Terrence Freeman, a Republican. I guess the consultants told him not to talk about it. Hmm. Terrence Freeman, from this is from the Jacksonville Times Union. Quote, I have no comment when asked about the referendum. Freeman says, quote, I'll share my views with other members at their meeting Wednesday night, the day after the election. What is it, when you hear that, what do you think that means? A quote, the Times Union says that Freeman, a Republican, says he'll share his views with other council members at their meeting Wednesday. What does that mean, folks? A little arrogance, maybe?
I don't think so. I think he's...
Here we go. Go ahead.
I think it's probably fear that he's going to offend someone, so he'd rather not comment.
Oh, really? Fear? So it's be afraid to take a position.
Or, I'm just guessing. Or if he's not afraid, he doesn't care. Those are the only two things I can come up
then
with.
Then why not tell him? Why would you say no comment? Terrence, what do you think about the HR of it? Would you allow them to bring back no comment? Hey, Terrence, what do you think about the issue of maybe a gasoline tax at President Trump? No comment. Terrence, what do you think about no comment? That is what Terrence's name should be, No Comment Freeman. For crying out loud. Terrence Freeman, you got even other Republicans. Here's one, Greg Rachel. Tommy Azuri's opponent says he supports he says I would support, again, this has nothing to do with about whether or not you support a tax increase. This is about whether or not voters should have the right to vote on it. Greg Rachel, Tommy Herzuri's opponent, says, I support a ballot referendum. I'm not sure about a special election. I think it would be better for the general election. I mean, folks, at least the Democrats and this Republican have the guts to admit it that it should be on a 2020 measure. I think a lot of Republicans would agree it should be on a 2020 measure.
In my view, this would have been an easy one because a poll came out saying that the overwhelming majority of people were surprised. You know, saying, hey, you know, I work for the public. I'm going to go along with what the public wants.
So, folks, when Freeman says, quote, I'll share my views with other city council members at their meeting on Wednesday, you know what he's saying? I'll tell you what's in it after I get elected. That's what he's saying. 831-0600. 831-0600. Let's go to Chris. Chris, good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Ed. How are you?
Good. Good morning. How was your weekend?
it was good. Mother's Day was really nice. Did things right for my mother-in-law, my wife, and stepmom and others.
Oh, wait, so hold on. I got a question. And now, for all of you, do you get the same? I don't have any kids. Okay, so let me ask you this: if for those of you that are married, do you equal the amount of money you get for your mother-in-law, your mom, and the amount of money you spend for your wife, or do you divvy it up? Okay, my mother-in-law's cool, but she's not really that worthy. I mean, I've always been curious by that.
For my mom, for my mother-in-law, for my wife, this year, kind of broke it out equally.
Right.
And we hosted them at the home for a dinner. It really wasn't about the money so much. I have done more for my wife in the past.
As you should. I understand where you're coming from. I just had to ask that. Tell me what you think about this teacher pay. I mean, this is a big story. We got it actually coming out in FloridaDaily.com, I think, as of today. Where, again, I just can't believe that a lot of people don't support a pay increase. I'm not saying they should. I was just surprised by some of those numbers there.
I'm a little surprised, too, but I understand. We want to honor teachers, and you should. But at the same time, basic economics, there's a supply and demand curve. How hard is it to get an education degree, a teaching degree, versus I don't know, a degree in finance versus engineering? Versus other things. Now, I'm guessing that you and I probably not, CPAs, probably not, PhDs.
No.
Probably didn't get our JDs, but we worked really hard. I just have a general degree. I eventually got a master's degree later in life. But if it's easy to get a teaching degree, and it is,
yes,
then what should the price tag be? And then what's the payback? If it's really hard, if you've got to go to school for 5 years and sweat through some severe courses to become a CPA and sit through exams, if you've got to go through 7 years to become an attorney, not that I want more attorneys. But, hey, becoming a teacher, good on you, but I understand what comes with the territory. I think it's a separate issue, too, about the discipline. The discipline versus teacher pay, yeah, there's got to be discipline in schools, but if I can make teachers more easily than I can a lady working in finance, law, whatever, I'm not going to pay them as much.
Chris, you bring up an interesting point. It has to go with what we cover in the article. The reason why there's a teacher shortage problem, and actually when it comes to retaining teachers, that's part of the shortage problem, is because one of the reasons why is because of the disciplinary problems.
Right.
And they got to deal with with their local unions as well. That's one of the big problems. And you bring up an interesting point. This is a trick question. You're in the ballpark. I mean, you've almost got the answer within the ballpark or within the area, the field of education. Why are some degrees in education worth more in education than a teacher's degree? That's kind of a hint based on issues or topics. Why is it that why is it that teachers are paid less in the education field compared to others that it may have a four-year degree? There is a difference. 831-0600. Also, 46% of Trump voters said they would support taxing the 1% of the wealthiest at a 70% tax rate. Do you believe that poll? 831-0600. And why are Republicans so quiet here locally in Jackson, like Terrence Freeman and Randy DeFore? I'm surprised. Not by Terrence. Why are they so mum about not supporting a special election? 831-0600. 831-0600. 7 a.m. hour coming up next. Talk Radio WBOB.